Blog Talk Radio.
This is Bustin' Loose in Faith with none other than Apostle Dudley Tebow and Prophetess Lisa Tebow. Welcome, welcome, welcome to a broadcast that brings you word and encouragement for your soul. We want you to remember that you don't have no worries. All you need is faith in God. Bustin' Loose in Faith airs Tuesdays and Fridays at 6 p.m. Central Time. Now, without further ado, let's get into this broadcast, and may God bless you.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God is good and worthy to be praised. All praise, all glory, all honor belongs to Him this night and forevermore. Oh, Heavenly Father, as we're approaching the throne of grace, we come to You humbling ourselves under Thy mighty hand today, just thanking and praising You for who You are, that You are God. And besides Thee, there is no other to worship in spirit and in truth. We bind up all technical difficulties, anything that's trying to hinder the Word of God from going forth. In the name of Jesus, so prepare the people's hearts to receive Thy Word in spirit and in truth. Let the anointing of the Holy Spirit just come on in like a rushing mighty wind, lead, guide, direct, and ordain our footsteps. Father, we'll give You the praise, the glory, and the honor. Thank You for answering prayers, honor, and requests, but most of all for salvation to go forth that the kingdom of God may grow. From this night forward, in Jesus' precious and holy name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. If you have your Bible with me, I'd like you to open up to the book of Matthew, hallelujah, chapter 6, verse 33. The book of Matthew, chapter 6, verse 33. And the Word of God reads, "But seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." Here in the book of Isaiah 55, verse 6, "Seek ye the Lord while He may be found. Call ye upon Him while He is near." And also in the book of Galatians, chapter 3, verse 23, "And whatsoever ye do, do it heartily, as to the Lord, and not unto man." This is the Word of God for the people of God. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers and to the doers of His holy word. Brothers and sisters in Christ, just for the next few minutes, I want to talk about seeking God with a spiritual passion. Seeking God, spiritual passion. Brothers and sisters in Christ, through the use of the internet, we are able to teach and preach on a local level and be able to reach on a global level. When we look at the word seek, it means to search out by any methods possible. To seek God is to have an ongoing mindset and lifestyle of those who desire to know, to love, and to follow Him. We must come to Him by faith, where it says in Isaiah chapter 11, verse 1, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen." Also it says in Hebrews 11 and 6, "But without faith, it is impossible to please God. And them that come to God must believe that He is who He say He is. And He is a And he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, when we look at the prophet Isaiah, chapter 55, verse 6, it says, seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. Seeking God with a spiritual passion. We do this on a daily basis. Each and every day the Lord allow us to still be here in the land of the living. Be on top of the ground, ground not on top of us. Each day that we wake up, it is a gift from God to be alive. We thank him because we are found in our right mind for the warm blood that flows in our veins. We thank him because he sees fit that we are still here in the land of the living. It wasn't the alarm clock that woke us up, but it was the hand of God that loads us down with benefits each and every day of our lives. When we look at the word passion, passion, it means to be driven by intense feelings or strong conviction to embrace, hallelujah, very tenderly. Beloved, when we look at the word of God, in the book of James 4, verse 17, it says, therefore to him that knows to do good and don't do it, to him it is sin. And we know that all unrighteousness in the eyes of God is sin. We want to live a lifestyle that is pleasing in his eyesight. So in other words, brothers and sisters in Christ, as long as we are in this skin, even now in 2023, we are lively to sin. We are lively to fall short of the requirement of living a life according to God's standard. But I stop by to let you know that if you fall into sin as a child of God, God have given us his word, an answer to your sin problem. First John 1, verse 9 says, if we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. That's the type of God that we serve. A God that sits high and looks low. A God that knows us all by name, the very hairs on our head. A God that neither slumber nor sleep. The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. The one that is a promise keeper. The one that says he will supply our each and every need. And we realize that with God's help, we can do all things through Christ, who strengthens us. So child of God, do you realize that the more that you know about God's plan for your life, the more responsible you are to God for that knowledge? Bible says in Hosea, my people are destroyed because of a lack of knowledge. But once you have the knowledge of knowing to do better, to knowing more about the things of God, then we should live a life that is pleasing to him. A life of knowing that because of the knowledge with the understanding, we can live a life that is better than we lived in 2022. We can live a life that is more prosperous because we have more knowledge. not just head knowledge, but heart conviction about the word of God. And we also know that God will hold us accountable for what we know. Yes, believer in Christ, you need to have time designated to worship God in spirit and in truth, to worship him in private as well as public setting. You need to have time set aside, time of devotion to read God's word in order to grow as a mature Christian in the Lord. Yes, as a babe in Christ, we desire the sincere, the pure milk of the word of God. But as we graduate, as we grow in the things of God, as we stretch out in faith, knowing that faith is like a muscle, the only way it'll grow is when we stretch out in faith. Bible says that every good and every perfect gift come from above, from the Father of lights, that has no variableness or shadow of turning. We know that God is the source of all resources that we can tap in. So we need to have time to know him, to know him better, to know how to grow in the things of God, that we may mature in the faith. Yes, we must study to show ourselves approved unto God, a workman that needed not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. My brothers and sisters in Christ, the God that we serve, he knows it all. He owns it all. All power is in his hand. Even though when we look around in 2023, we are living in a world that is full of sin, darkness, and unrighteousness. We are living in a time and a season where we haven't been this way before. But if we put our hands in the Master's hand, looking onto the hills on which coming our help coming from the Lord. As a born-again believer of Christ, we should not fear, because God promised to never leave us nor forsake us, according to Hebrews 13, verse 5. He'll be with us through thick and thin. He'll be with us in whatever we have to go through. We must understand that trials and tribulation will come. Trouble will come a-knocking at our door. But when we have the confidence of knowing that if God be for us, who or what can be against us? We must seek him early in the morning, noontime as well as at night. We must seek him not just during midweek service or on Sunday morning. We must seek him, be mindful of seeking the Lord on a 24/7 basis. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, we have to always remind ourselves that we're in this world, but we're not of it. We are just passing through. That's why our mind has to be on things above and not on things down here on this earth. Because where our heart is, where our treasure is where our heart will be also. So my brothers and sisters in Christ, let us come to the place in life in 2023 where our mind is made up, our heart is fixed, then the world is behind us and the cross is before us. So as born again believers of Christ, we can rejoice and be thankful to be drafted in the beloved family of God. knowing that according to Romans 8:28, that says, but we know that all things work together for good for them that love the Lord and is called according to his purpose. Do you love the Lord tonight? Have you been called for such a time as this? Yes. I want you to know before we go any further that God loves you. We love you in the Lord also. Keep us up in prayer on a daily basis. And we will do the same. Yes, we need God. We need his intervention like never before. We need to have time to fellowship with other believers, those that have the same mindset, those that hungry have their mind made up to go beyond the four walls of a building or even their homes into the byways and the highways in 2023 to compel people to come to the saving knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Yes, again, we are talking about seeking God with a deep spiritual passion, seeking him while he may be found, drawing nigh to him as he draws nigh to us. Yes, child of God, how balanced is your spiritual in 2023? Ask God to help you to become a more passionate person, a believer of Christ or in Christ in this year that we are living in. Is your spiritual life in 2023? Have you asked the Lord to help you to overcome in areas where you may be weak, that sin that so easily beset you? Yes, God is waiting, and he's crying, he's listening to our cry. Bible says that his eyes go to and fro, searching throughout the land, looking at those hearts that is long towards him. God reads our heart. Yes, man looks on the outer appearance, but God looks at our heart. The inner man. So I ask God to help you each and every day of your life to have more of the love of God to be shed abroad on a daily basis as we cross paths with people that don't know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior of your life. I ask the Lord to give you and agape love within you, that you'll be able to look beyond their faults and see their need, that you'll be able to look upon them with the love of God, see them the way God sees them, lost, need help, crying out in hopeless situations. Yes, we are God's hands and feet as we are partakers with Christ to the saving knowledge of our Lord and Savior. Christ, Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, the one that bridges the gap between God and man, the one that became the way, the truth, and the life, the one that died on Calvary's cross, shed his blood for the remission of our sins, the one that paid the ransom for our salvation. His name is Jesus. Yes, beloved, sometimes, even in our walk with Christ, we lose a passion for God. We lose a passion for Jesus, the Holy Spirit. All three works as one. Ask him to ignite, restore a passion spiritually for the Lord in 2023. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, when we need to spend more time in prayer, we need to spend more time in reading our Bible studies. We need to spend more time in fellowshipping with one to another in the things of God, whether privately or publicly, whether collectively. Bible says not to forsake the assembly of ourselves together in the things of God. God desires to use us like never before. God desires to bless us, but we must seek him. We must seek him with all our heart, mind, body, and soul. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, Bible says in the book of Galatians, chapter 3, verse 23, and whatsoever ye do, do it heartily as to the Lord and not unto men. Don't let your passion for Christ fade away. Ask him to help you to renew. Ask him to help you to go deeper in the things of God. So child of God, do not let your passion for the Lord be distracted by the glitter of this world, this world influence. Yes, beloved, passion is what energizes us in life. God created us with the emotion to have passion in our lives. And he wants us to live a passionate life. He wants us to always be on fire for the Lord. He wants us to go deeper in the things of God in 2023. Here, when we look at the book of Mark, the chapter 12, verse 28 through 30, the word of God says, and one of the scribes came, and having heard them reasoning together, and perceived that he had answered them, well, asked him, what is the first foremost commandment of all? And Jesus answered him, said, the foremost first of all the commandments is here, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord, and thou shalt love thy God, and thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy mind, and with all thy strength. This is the first commandment. Also here in the book of Mark 12, verse 31, it says, hallelujah, 12, verse 31. It says, and the second is like, namely, this, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. There is none of those other commandments greater than these. Nothing matters more than that. Jesus is saying here, if you, as a follower of his, are going to follow him, you must do it with a passion. You must do it with excitement. You must do it knowing that God is with you, knowing that your life depends on it, because it does. As a born-again believer of Christ, God expects us to be soul winners. He expects us to be his mouthpiece, his hands and feet. He expects us, hallelujah, to be bold in speaking, witnessing, to people that is on their way to hell. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, don't get weary in well doing, because if you faint not, he will reward you. If you faint not, there is greater blessing waiting for you. Yes, beloved, God doesn't want you to love him half-heartedly. No, he wants you to love him wholeheartedly. God wants you to love him with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. Remember where your strength comes from. It comes from the Lord. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, we ought to seek God passionately and wholeheartedly in 2023. Believer in Christ, your passion, my passion for the Lord should never fade away, because the God that we serve will help us, sustain us in such a time as this. So believer in Christ, your passion for God should not fade in your life. If there is an unsupported lifestyle, we have to be very cautious. Keep our eyes onto the hill from which coming our help. Examine ourselves on a daily basis to make sure that we are in the faith. Make sure that we have an active prayer life, getting into our secret closet and pray, seeking God's face on a daily basis. 2 Chronicles 7:14 says, if my people, which is called by my name, which is humble themselves, seek my face, turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, forgive their sin, and heal the land. And indeed, when we look around today, in our individual walk with Christ, there's times that we fall short. There's times when we are not faithful to God and to his word. Even during our prayer time, we sometimes neglect our Christian duties. Sometimes we want to do what is right, but sometimes we don't. I'm reminded of Apostle Paul when he said, the things I desire not to do, I do. And the things I desire to do, I don't do. Because sin is ever so rapid. It's ever so present. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, we have to remind ourselves on a daily basis in 2023, that our priority is to put Christ first in our lives, spiritual things first, before doing anything else, seeking God and his righteousness on a daily basis. Yes, remember, you don't have to try to live a godly life alone. That's why the Bible says when two or three are gathered together in his name, he's there in the midst. Again, my brothers and sisters in Christ, we are talking about seeking God with his spiritual passion on a daily basis. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God is good and worthy that you can praise. All praise, all glory, all honor goes to him. Yes, God is good and worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Again tonight, we're talking about seeking God with a spiritual passion. Seeking God with a spiritual passion on a daily basis. Each and every day of our lives, we must seek him more and more because of the times that we are living in. We just hope and pray those that are listening in that the Lord will touch you in a mighty way. And whatever you are believing God for, we just pray that he would just intervene in whatever your need is. For you and your family. We just touch and agree that in 2023, on this Friday night, whatever you're going through, struggles or whatever, remember this, weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. Now your morning doesn't have to be the dawn of the day. Your morning can be that answer that you've been waiting on. they got answered. Their request that you brought forth before God, and he honored it, and he worked it out in your behalf. Now, that's something to be excited about. That's something to let you know personally that God loves you. Personally, that God wants to, he loves you so much that he wants to see you struggle. Yeah, sure, with trials and tribulations will come our way. We realize that. We realize that our faith will be tested. But the Bible says for us to count it all joy when we fall into divers, temptation or various trials that comes our way. Knowing this, that the trying of our faith worketh patience. And let patience have a good work. That it'll come to the place where we won't desire nothing. We'll be content in whatever state we find ourselves in. Because we know that God sees the trouble that we're going through. God knows how much we can take. And he's willing, ready, and able to step in whenever he sees fit. He is the God that we serve. He knows how much we can take. And when we look around again in 2023, we must seek the Lord, not just on Sunday morning. We must seek him every day that he allow us to still be here on top of the earth and the earth not on top of us. We must seek him so that we can get direction in wherever we are going through. When we don't know when our back is against the wall and we don't know what to do, we can do something. We can pray. We may not know when. We don't know how. But one thing that we do know, the God that we serve, he's a God that's never too early. He's a God that's never too late. He's always a God at his own time. So my advice to you in 2023 is to seek the Lord while he may be found. Draw nigh to him, and he'll draw nigh to you. You see, as a born-again believer of Christ, God, when we gave our life to Christ, we became God's responsibility. But we must always remember we have to do our part in order for God to do his. And whenever he seems fit, as the Bible says, that he's a present help in time of trouble. And trouble will show up sometimes at unexpected times in our lives. Sometimes when we face life storms, we are caught on guard. But that's why it's so important to pray. That's why it's so important to pray beyond what we see, beyond what we are experiencing at this moment. Because prayer opens up the communication between you and God. Prayer will help you through praying time. When you get quiet before God, then he'll give you the instruction to follow. And we must do it speedily and in a hurry. Bible says in 1 Samuel 15:22, to be called a verse, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to hearken than the fat of rams. So once we know, again, God will hold us responsible, and we are accountable for what we do know. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, seek God with a passionate heart. Seek him fervently. Seek him while he can be found. Remember, my brothers and sisters in Christ, we're not in this alone. He promised never to leave us nor forsake us. Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. So pray to the Lord. Pray to him by asking him to bring some other passionate people into your life. Those that have your best interest in mind. Those that will become prayer partners with you. Those that have the same zeal for the Lord. Those that love God. And not shucking and driving, but being real for the things of God in these times that we are living in. So child of God, when you forget the purpose of your life in 2023, it will create a sure way to kill your passion for life and for God. So it is very important that we continue on a daily basis, finding out the purpose why we were put here. And then once we find out our purpose, to go on and get involved with what God have called us to do on a daily basis. So people of God, life without purpose is activity without direction. I'm going to say that again. People of God, believers in Christ, life without purpose is activity without direction. It is also as motion without meaning. Life without purpose becomes unimportant and pointless. So it's very important, my brothers and sisters in Christ, individually as well as collectively, for us to know what our purpose is in 2023. Purpose is what we must connect with for our destiny that's already have been predetermined, preordained for us to walk in. People of God, passion and purpose goes together hand in hand. You see, when you, as an individual, as a child of God, as a believer in Christ, when you have a clear purpose in life, it will give you passion. When you have a clear purpose in life, a godly purpose, it will give you passion to continue spiritually. What a blessing to know in 2023. But understand this, it needs to be God's purpose for your life. Bible says in Jeremiah 29:11, God thoughts for us is a pleasant thoughts. He said in the book of Jeremiah, my way is not your way. My thoughts is not your thoughts. As high as the heaven is from the earth, or higher. God's thoughts of you is seeing you as being an overcomer. God sees the finished product before the beginning. He's always with us. He's always trying to get our attention. He has allowed us to be placed on the potter's wheel so that we may go through the process of being stripped of the old man, of being stripped of things that is not of him. Remember what the word says in 2 Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. old things and passed away. Behold, all things have become new. So we, as born again believers in Christ, we are new creatures, a new creation in him. Yes, the more that we understand God's purpose for our life and we live out those purposes, the more passionate we are going to be in 2023. Yes, child of God, nothing matters more than knowing and living for the purpose that God has placed us here on earth to fulfill. This needs to be repeated. As a child of God, a follower of Christ, nothing matters more in 2023 than knowing and living for the purpose that God has put you here on planet Earth to fulfill. Nothing else can compensate. Not fame, not wealth, not success, not pleasures. So seek God. Seek him passionately and wholeheartedly on a daily basis. Always be cautious, because an unclear purpose will kill your passion. As a believer in Christ, you must worship the Lord. The Bible says that God is a spirit, and those that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. For our God is a good God. For he is a God who is passionate about his relationship with his children. Beloved, when we forget how much that God loves us, distancing ourselves from him, not realizing that God loves us, he wants to draw near to us. Sometimes we have to be reminded of what he did for us. John 3:16 sums it up. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever shall believe in him, that whosoever shall believe in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. So believer in Christ, the suffering of Jesus on the cross was his passion for all of humanity, the human race. Yes, Jesus never wanted us to forget what he did for us on the cross. So Jesus gave us the symbol through communion. God is telling us when we take the Lord's Supper, when we take communion, I want you to remember my passion for you individually as well as collectively. I want you to remember how passionate I am concerning you, my creation, concerning you, my child. Bible says here in the book of Psalms 107, division 43, it says, whoso is wise and will observe these things, even they shall understand the loving kindness of the Lord. Seek him while he may be found. Draw near to him as he draws near to you. Seek God with his spiritual passion on a daily basis. Yes, child of God. A dying passion can also be caused by an unnourished spirit. So focus on your heart, on the strength that only God can give. Draw up nourishment from him and kindle your passion for the Lord spiritually. Yes, beloved, what you do with passion. Beloved, what do your passion say about you on an everyday basis? Because actions speak louder than words. You can say one thing with your mouth, but your action may say something else. You can say, I love the Lord with all my heart, body, and soul. But when it comes to going to the house of worship, when it comes to being involved, being a participator instead of a spectator on the sidelines, what would you do? When it comes to being involved to do things in 2023 for the things of God, what would you do? Remember your purpose in life will determine your passion for life. When God commands us to love one another, he commands us to love him with all his our heart, mind, body, and soul. Brothers and sisters in Christ, are you following him, his word, the leadership of the Holy Spirit on a daily basis? Or are you just participating on Sunday morning? See, God don't want just weekend visitation. He wants full custody of every believer in Christ on a daily basis. So child of God, when the God of the universe has a priority for you to do as being number one in your life, as having you to have a desire for him and his work, God knows your heart. He knows your motive. He knows whether you are on fire for him or not. He knows that when you place things in front of him, no matter where it says, that God is a jealous God. And so we must do things according to his leadership. We must do things. If we say we love the Lord, we must place him first in everything we say and do, that we may get direction, that we may learn how to please him, spirit and in truth. Yes, beloved, passion is a different maker. Passionate people are willing to do whatever it takes. They are willing to make sacrifices for whatever their heart passionate desire or be for. Yes, beloved, passion has nothing to do with age. Passion has nothing to do with personality. You see, the most passionate people ought to be the people of God, because of what God has done for us. Bible says here in the book of Romans 12, verse 11, it says, never in your zeal, but keep your spiritual fervor, your spiritual fire serving the Lord, serving him as well as others. You see, zeal is just another word for passion. The word fervent means to bubble over. So serve the Lord with a bubble over spiritual passion. As a child of God, always remember this, that everyone has passion for something or for someone. Desire determines your destiny. Behold, brothers and sisters in Christ, having a passion for growth on a spiritual basis will change your methods and your goals in life. See, every great accomplishment was fueled with passion. Your passion in 2023 will determine, will influence your personality. It will influence people around you. It will influence those that is watching you on a close basis, on a daily basis in 2023. God bless you. God keep you is my prayer. Amen, amen, amen.
Thank you so much, for Apostle, for the message tonight. We hope that you gleaned some information you can apply to your lives. If so, please share the number 347-826-9424 with your family and friends and have them join you as you join us every Tuesday and every Friday evening at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. We'd love to have all of you. Also, if you have questions, comments, topics you'd like to hear discussed, please feel free to write to us at P.O. Box 92864, Lafayette, Louisiana, 70509. Again, that's P.O. Box 92864, Lafayette, Louisiana, 70509. Address your correspondence to Dudley, D-U-D-L-E-Y, T-Bow, T-H-I-B as in boy, E-A-U-X as in x-ray, or Lisa T-Bow. We'd love to hear from you. Again, always keep God first, continually in prayer, continuously in prayer. Continue to pray without ceasing, always praying. Know that God loves you. Know that we love you. Have a great weekend. Keep God first, like I said, and be kind. God bless. Until the next time we meet, amen.